Want to first go back to the bottom of Atavayin Dalan and Beis. The Gemara got through saying that we learn out from the Psukim by Yeledes that says that Meloisi Mei Torah, and that teaches you Kevin Shemali Yameh Tahara, that she's already Torah after the days are finished when she's no longer at full Yain. And then, even before she brings the carbon. But then it says the Chibah of a Kayim V'Tahara, that she has to bring the carbon. So the Gemara says, Kan L'Truma, Kan L'Kotcha. That by Truma, she's tar right away. And for kachim, she has to wait, not right away, but after she finishes the days, after she's no longer at full yom. And for kachim, she has to wait till she brings the carbon. So right at the end of the yom, it said, Maskel of shisha b'reid ravidi, u'mimah tzisam et chuma ksiva hachi. Could you say that chuma ksiva hacha, that we're discussing chuma here, the Gemara has a ribui, da'abel b'nei Yisrael, imle b'nei Yisrael, geris ha'shifchim ha'shechreves minayin, tamalay me'isha. If it say B'nai Yisrael, that would mean only B'nai Yisrael. But now that it says Ish, it's Mar B'Geris and Shifchum B'Shecheres. And if we're talking about Chuma, Geris and Shifchum B'Shecheres, B'nai Smechel Chuma Ninu, how could it be Mar B'Geris and Shifchum B'Shecheres for Chuma? A Geris and Shifchum B'Shecheres can never eat Chuma. So Rav said, yeah, it's coming to Mar for the other things. Krami Mili Kachashiv. The Pasuk is telling you different, Pasuk is telling you halachas that in negated to Geris and Shifchum B'Shecheres, for Chuma isn't. It's not a kasha. That's the Gemara. So, there's a shaila in the girsa. Is it just girsa shifcha minolan or girsa shifcha mishachreres minolan? So, Taisus makes 2 points. He says, in our Gemara, it's mavur that we're being marba shifcha mishachreres. Because the shifcha she'ena mishachreres is a bas mechel chuma. A shifcha could eat chuma. A shifcha of a kain could eat chuma. Now, Karach of the Gemara is saying that we're not being marba girsa shifcha. That if we're being married by Geris or Shivcha, it must be that it's not for Chuma, because Geris or Shivcha, Bais Mechel Chuma Ninu, that must mean a Shivcha, a Meshacharis, it must be a Geris Shivcha Meshacharis. Because a Shivcha, regular Shivcha, Shivcha Shaina Meshacharis, could eat Chuma. But Taiz brings Kama Gemaris, and Mesech the Shabbos, and Mesech the Skrisis, that's Muchach, that even a Shivcha Shaina Meshacharis does get Tumas later. Or Sotaris Kainim says it. So, Taisus is bothered, how would you know a Shifcha Sheinim Shechreres? Since you need a Pasuk to tell you a Riv for Shifcha Mishechreres, so how would you be able to learn it also a Shifcha Sheinim Shechreres? So Taisus says a Shifcha Sheinim Shechreres that we learn out from La La Mi'isha. Says Kenemashim B'Krisus. So Taisus, if you learn a Kipshuta, it sounds like he's saying that there's two limudim. There's a limud of Isha that's being Marib and Gyeris and Shifcha Mishechreres. And Shifcha She'enim Meshacharis is coming from a different limud, it's coming from La La Me'isha, that you learn out from Xeris Shava, that every din by Isha is a din Wusa by Eved and by Shifcha. So what if all you'd have is the Pasuk of La La Me'isha, and you wouldn't have the Reba of Isha? So that would sound like, so Shifcha She'enim Meshacharis will be able to be Marbel, you have La La Me'isha. So a regular Shifcha will be Tmei Aleda. But a Gyeris and a Shifcha Meshacharis would not be Tmei Aleda. Because that you need the Ribui of Isha for. Well, the Chayr Tzapela. If Bnei Yisrael says that anyone who's not born Jewish, including a Geiris, and a Shifcha Meshacharis, is not Tamei Leida, so how does Shifcha She'enim Meshacharis become Tamei Leida? What would that mean? The Chayr Lola Meisha teaches you that Eved and Shifcha have all the mitzvahs that Isha has. But a Geiris and a Shifcha Meshacharis, Koshkin has all the mitzvahs. They have all the mitzvahs, period. They have all the mitzvahs of every yid. But Elamai, Bnei Yisrael, Zemayit them, they're not Tamei Leida. So why would that meat apply to Shifcha also, even if Lola Meisha? How could Lola Meisha make a Shifcha better than a Geiris or a Shifcha Meshacharis? Unless you say, Vei Mechudish the Gipshan and Lola Meisha, but Lachar Tshver. But the emes is, and that's not Pshan and Taisus. The Gemara in Krisus that Taisus brings, that says that that's the Mashmais of Krisus, you learn it from Lola Meisha, is Bemis and Mavur, that you do need the Drash of Isha, even for Shifcha She'enim Meshacharis. Taisus means like this, if you wouldn't have the Drash of Isha, and you'd say it's Dafka Bnei Yisrael, Avada not only would be Menayit Geiris, and Shifcha She'enim Meshacharis, you'd also be Menayit Shifcha She'enim Meshacharis, Kol Shkein. Now Taisus asks, even after you have the Pasuk of Isha, maybe it's only for Geiris and Shifcha Meshacharis. How do you know Shifcha Shein Meshacheris? The Torah says, Nachdem, you have the Pasuk of Isha, so then Lola Meisha would tell you that who would be Shifcha Shein Meshacheris. And the Gemara Krisis is Memorah that way, because the Gemara Krisis brings down that a Shifcha is Tmei Leda, and the Gemara says, how do you know? And the Gemara says, you learn that from Isha. Ein Lel B'nei Yisrael, Geris of Shifcha Minolan, Tamalei Meisha. And it's from a Shifcha Shein Meshacheris. And the Gemara says, Pshita. And the Gemara says, you would think that Lola Meisha only tells you mitzvahs that are negated to both men and women. But mitzvahs that are only negated to women, you would think there's no Lola Meisha. So you see clearly from the Gemara, you need both. Isha tells you to add some din, that you don't need Bnei Yisrael. If you need Bnei Yisrael, that would have had to be Mamayit. Geris, Shifcha Meshacheris, and of course Shifcha Shein Meshacheris. But once Isha tells you, don't even Bnei Yisrael, then Lola Isha tells you who would be Shifcha Shein Meshacheris. And I saw that Achreinim will say this, Mirim Mesoda, the Aruch Haner, the Yad David, the Chida says it in the Pesach Naim and Krisus. And it's also Mefurish in the Taisin Rush. It's Taisin needed after Zayin and Vez, not so mashma that way. Now, on the kash of the Gemara, that Geris and Shifcha Meshacheris, that they Bnei Smechel, but Chumaninu, so the Aruch Haner has a very Geshmaka kasha. He says, I could find you a case where a Geiris and a Shifcha Meshacheris is Bnei Smechel Chumen. What's the Gemara's Kasha? They're obviously not daughters of Kanim, the Geiris and Shifcha Meshacheris. So maybe they married a Kain. The Torah says, they're also to marry a Kain. So if they married a Kain, they become a Chalala. They become a Chalala. They can't eat Shuma. Right? Like Taisus says, that according to Reb Shimon, that a Geiris that's less than 3 years old could marry a Kain, the Gemara wouldn't have a Kasha. So fact, Baruch Hanera, have a case where a Geiris can marry a Kain and not become a Chalala. What's the case? Let's say a Kain was Mekadesh Geiris. He was didn't marry, he's Mekadesh, and then he died without children. So could she do Yibam? There's a Gemara early in the Chafa Mebeis, which says that Midiraisa, you say a Seidai Chalaisa say. You say a Seidai Chalaisa, she could do Yibam. Now it's really Tully, he brings down, Taisus in the beginning of the ninth parak holds that all Chayvilav and Nakuna are Chayvilav and Vasei. So you'd have Eina Seidai Chalaisa say Vasei. But, except for Amman Alekai Gadol. But Rashi holds no. Chayvei Laiv and Dekuna are not Chayvei Laiv and Vasei, except for Amanim and Anasun, which is a Bula, but otherwise they're not Chayvei Laiv and Vasei. So according to Rashi, you say, I say the Chalais, you say Midiraisa. Midirabani, you say, Xeri be a Rishena to be a Shnia. So here you have a Kain, or maybe even a Chalal, that was Mekadesh a Geiris, and he died without children, and his brother's a Kain. So his brother could be Miyamma, one be also say the Chalaisa say. So Mela, now she could eat Shuma, she's married to a Kain. She's married Beheter. Even though he can't be Bail her again, but the Dinim Ishtameris Labiya Psula that he can't eat is not a Din Dairaisa. Like Taisa says in the sixth parak. But even if you say it is Dairaisa, but let, you can find a different case. Let's say the Kain that was Miyamma her died, and she became Uberis and Misrizbiya. So now the Ben died. Now the Ben is born. So she gets Chum Mishul Bana. She has a son. She was never in the Skal because the Bia was Beheter. She was married to a Kain. She has a child from him, but she was in the Skal because the Bia was Beheter. And now she could eat Chuma because, and if the son is born, she could eat Chuma because of the son, but she'll be Tame Leda. So she has to wait till she's Tare from Thomas Leda. So you can have a good case where Geiris and the Meshacheris could eat Shuma if they were Nisiyab and Mayakayin on Sadin of Vesey Dechalei Sasei. Now he said, the Rambam and Rashi hold that all Geiris are a Zayna. They have a Din of a Zayna. If a Geiris is a Zayna could have a Psula Kuf for meaning Shuma. So even if she's married to a Kain and she didn't become a Chalola because of his Bia, the very fact she's a Geiris gives you a Psula Kuf to eat Shuma. But it brings the Raivin and the Raj behold that a Geiris is also because of the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Mizera Beis Yisrael, we had that in the sixth parak, and it's Halacha Leishim Sinai. So Mela, that Lechar is only for Kuna, not for Chuma. So Mela, since she's not a Chalala, she's not a Zayna, she just has an Issa Kuna, and she never became the Chalal Yedei and Bia sister, because the Bia that the Kayan did for the marriage and for the child was a Seyda Chalaisa Sey, so Mela, she should be able to eat Chuma. And he lives with the Tzarechian. I saw in the Sefer Derech Yam, Likud Sefer, Gvaldig Likud Sefer, he's a Mitzayin to Daf Samachesim and Aleph. There he brings down a Machlekes Achreinim. Let's say a Kayin Gadol is Miyam and Almanim and Erisin. You have a Seyed Echalei Seyed. There should become a Chalala. The Aruch Haner here was naming on, she does not become a Chalala. But it's a shaila. The Gois Bach, that's later in the Pedalim now, the Union 9th Perik, is Gimel, he's Mavurish, he does become a Halala. If that's true, if you're going to say it really is a Bia sister, it's just Nitcha, because of a say that Chalaisa say, but she still becomes a Halala, so then you wouldn't have a Kasha. Because even in this case, she'll be a Halala, she won't be able to eat Truma. But it's not Pashit. It means other Mary Mekaymas is a Sefer, a Machnan Kedushin of Samach Vavim, and Beza was Mesupik about it. Also the Karen Eira, and the Afchaf Aleph and Aleph, in the second Perik, he also is Mayrach about it. When he holds me Svara, since the Bia is a Bia Sata, she won't become a Halala. The Achiezer also, Chelik Aleph, Simadala, they say, is also Mayrach about it. He also holds in Svara, the Mayrach from the Bia Sata, they won't become a Halala. So now you're back to the Aruch Laner's Kasha. We do have a case where Gieris is a Bas Mechel Betchuma, if she becomes a Siyamim, and it's a Sey Dechalais a Sey. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings different psukim that legabe the person, if he's a tevel, one pasuk says, kimrachas basar b'mayim, vices if he's reichetz, he becomes tar right away, and there's another pasuk, gemara shemesh v'tar, he has to wait for erev shemesh. Gemara says, ha b'maiser ha b'tshuma. For maiser sheni, he becomes tar right away, for tshuma, you have to wait for erev shemesh. And now here, on daf ayin hem and aleph, the gemara brings a similar pasuk, for Negia. It says, Vayakli, Vimayim Yuva Vitamet Ere Vitar. It says, Vitame, you think for everything, Tamalayim Vitar. If it's Vitar, you think everything, Tamalayim Vitame. Okay, it says, Kam La Maiser, Kam La Chuma. If a Maiser, by Negia, if a Tfulyayim touches Maiser, doesn't become Tame, doesn't become Pasel. If a Tfulyayim touches Chuma, becomes Pasel. So Maiser is Ve'epechana. Maybe for Kait. Maybe for Maiser, you need a Tfulyayim. And for Chuma, you don't. So the Gemara says, "Mistabra keicha chamia chuma, achila mitchuma achila de meiser, hachanai mechamia negir de chuma negir de meiser." So it's an interesting havamina. It's mavura havamina. For the Gemara is mistabra. The Gemara says another thing. You will learn that from the pasuk, "Chokai deshli siga." But I'll go upon him. The Gemara is a havamina like this: that for chuma, if you're a tefillah, you're not allowed to eat chuma. But if you touch chuma, it doesn't become pasul. So that makes sense. A Tfulyayim is considered pasul, he's considered tamei, he can't eat chuma, but he's not tamei enough to metame the chuma. But for Meiser, the opposite then would be. By Meiser, a Tfulyayim is allowed to eat chuma, but if he touches chuma, it becomes pasul. So first of all, the Yishayim ask, so every time a Tfulyayim is going to eat Meiser, you tell me it's mutti to eat Meiser, he'll touch the Meiser, he'll become tamei. How is it possible b'chlal for him to eat Meiser? He'll always make a tamei. So the Yishayim say, Teis Hashanim, and the Ramban, and the Rashi, Bishayim, the Rav Avbezdin, he opens his mouth, and somebody stuffs the Meiser into his throat, into the Beis Habliya. So there, he never touched it. By the time it touched his body, it was already in the Beis Hastar, it was already in the hidden part of the body, which is not Metamit. And Teis Rashi has another Teretz, that it was a Mukshal Kabal Tumma. Food doesn't become Tummy when you touch it, unless water gone in it made a Mukshal Kabal Tumma. And Taisus also on Ayin Gimel Midbeis, he was talking about Hatami Vatari Yachtov, that there's an issue of Tumas Atzma and Tumas Aguf. He wanted to know what's the case, why do you need Tumas Atzma, who's have Tumas Aguf? The Teretz is either because Tacha Kaveh Beis Abliya, or it wasn't Mukshal Kabal Tumma. There's another Teretz, Saran and Sanhedrin, after Gimel Midbeis, he says it wasn't a Kabeya. You need a Shear of Kabeya to become Tumma. If that's a Machlaikis Rishainim, if Midaraisa, a pachas mikabeya is not makabel tumah, it's only minerabanan. Or even midaraisa, it is makabel tumah, it just can't be matamis other people. It's the Taisus and Shabbos that have Sadiq Aleph about it. The Ritva says something interesting. He also mentions tacha chaveh beisabliya, but he says he ate it al yidei mapa. He says in other teretz, he ate it without touching it. He put his hand, he wrapped his hand with a towel, and ate the maisa sheni that way. Now, l'chayu, why do Rishayim say the case of tacha chaveh beisabliya? Why don't they say a case we ate it out of the mapa, or with a fork, or whatever it is, you could eat it without touching it. So I thought, Pasha the Teretz is because it's going to touch his mouth. When it touches his mouth is going to be metameit. So I don't really understand the Ritva. Why does Ritva say a mapa works? I don't think he means that he took it out of the mapa and very carefully put it into the base of Bliya. Didn't sound that way. He says two truths. He says, he ate the mapa, or tacha chaveri the base of Bliya. Unless he said, holds the inside of the mouth is called base of starim, but then why by the Chaveri did he mention Tachal Beis Abliya? I'm not sure. But that's one Shaila, which is easy to answer. then how is it shaykh and meiser sheni for a tful yom to be able to eat the meiser if his pasels have been a gear? The Torah says he eats it without touching it, tachal chaver beisabliya, or it's not muksul kabel tumma, or if you hold a pachas mikabeya is not mikabel tumma, then pachas mikabeya. You have these terutzim. But the Ramban says like this, v'yesh l'dakta kachatayma, heichem etzinu negiyah chamura me'achila. So the chayy very shvay, I can understand truma, you're not allowed to eat truma, but if you touch it, it doesn't become tummy. But how could it be that you're allowed to eat it, but if you touch it, it becomes tummy? What's the pshat in that? As I factor a man, he says, yesh l'dakta kachatayma. But I want to make it a bit of lighter, at least, with the site of the Biskarav that we mentioned, the Biskarav Anuchas Parah Aduma, Meshein, Rav Chaim, his father. That's not the pshat, there's one din tumma which affects achila and negia. It's two different dinim. By achila, the sight is the tumma makes a psula guf. Not the metzias of tumma, it's a psula guf. There's a heksher guf, he has to be tahar. So there could be no metzias of tumma, he still has a psul tumma, like that's what we discussed about Arul, that Arul katame, that there could be a psul tumma without a metzias of tumma. So you could say that. That the, in other words, what's negeya? Legabi achila is a psul aguf. Is a guf moksha to eat tumma, to eat chuma. You have other psulim. You have a psul of aron. By ma'aseh sheni, you have a psul of einan. So then a guf has to be tar. So that could be one daiga. Now shaking legabi negi, you need a metzias of tumma to transmit tumma from one thing to the other. You need a metzias of tumma. So there you could say that at full yaim, it's already iklus to tumma. So Mameli doesn't have a psula guf. Mashenkin l'ninyan negi, he still has a metzias of tumma to metame. You can stay for carrot that since the psul is nimshach even more than the metzias, and even there's no metzias of tumma, the psul is nimshach until he has harav shemesh, until he has mechus kippurim b'kachim. But you can say the other way that for ma'aseh sheni we say that as long as it's a shvacher tumma, he doesn't have the psul. But there's a genug mitzias of tumma to metame. That's how I would be magdir it. I think I might answer the Marashah's kasha. On Taisin Ayin Dalam and Days, Taisin says that the kasha of the Gemara that says that maybe Harav Shemesh only works by a lav bar kapara, but by a bar kapara, you have to bring a kapara, is only legabe chuma. Legabe chuma, you have such a havimina. Legabe chuma, you need Harav Shemesh, but Harav Shemesh works. Maybe by a bar kapara, so now you need a kapara. Harav Shemesh is not enough. Now Shankin Lagami Meiser, since even a Tful Yayim is kosher, so Kol Shkedim Chusik Yipurim is kosher. That's what Taisa says. So Masha says, you find by Parah Aduma not that way. You find that if Ayin Dalam and Aleph by Parah Aduma, at least according to one man the Amar, Tful Yayim is kosher by Parah Aduma, but we find according to one man the Amar, Chusik Purim is not. So you see, it's two different shaylas. You could say that the tful yom is possible, but the mechusik kippurim is kasher. That's by chuma. But lechayr, it's also possible to say that the tful yom is kasher. That's only when he doesn't need a kapara. When he needs a kapara, so then he's not kasher until you bring a kapara. You find the way by parah aduma. So the Marashah says the teretz is a little shreya to understand. The Karenari says you didn't understand the Marashah's teretz. The Karenari says the teretz that by parah we're really. It's kachim, really everything should be no good. Both Tvulyayim and Mechusik Yipurim. So now the Torah is Mechadish, Ipsikzeris, the cost of Tvulyayim is good. We're not going to apply that to Mechusik Yipurim. Hashenkim and Maisa Sheni, where it's not Ipsikzeris, the cost of that Tvulyayim is good. It's not Mechatais, it shouldn't be good. So maybe who would do Mechusik Yipurim? The Lachar is a bissel shver. But according to the Rav, I think it's Muzbah. The Rav explains that by Parah Aduma, that's not totally in the psul. Paradum doesn't have a psul. Doesn't have a psul aguf. Paradum is a din, kol maseh betara. So paradum is totally in the metzias of tumma. So there you could say that legabi the metzias of tumma, once he's, if he's not a mechusik apara, once he's table is no longer a metzias of tumma. Now shenke and a mechusik apara, that makes the metzias of tumma still there until he brings the kapara. Matthias is talking about achila, which is telling the psula guf, and that ties holds in Svara, that if even a tful yoyim doesn't have a psula guf in your meiser, so kol shkein a mechusik kapara wouldn't have a psula guf in your meiser. Hakavanim is two different hagdaris, and mameli you can't bring away one from the other. And now I want to discuss one more inyan, which we discussed already earlier on Daf Nun Zayin, but I want to chazer it over again. I think now we've learned the Gemara's more, we'll be able to understand it even better. The Mishnah is mavur that a kain that's a psu'a daka could feed his wife chuma, his wife could eat chuma, only if he was not ba'al her. If he was ba'al her, she becomes a halala, and then he can no longer feed the wife chuma. That was a shayla that does the Mishnah that says that if he was not ba'al her, he could feed her chuma, does that go only according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon that all Mishnah Meris labia psula is mutati chuma, like if a kain gadol is mekadesh and almana, or and was not ba'al her, or a kain had yet a grusha, or a chalutz who was not ba'al her, they could eat chuma. Well, here it's even better, because here she was kvar ochla before she became suadaka. Since it's kvar ochla, so memel it's more of a svar, and even according to her mayor, you could eat the chuma. That's a gemar. Now, as a taisus on in Zionim and Aleph, which assumes, let's say a kain would be allowed to marry a chalala. The gemar there was talking about a suadaka marrying a gyeris. The Gemara there was naming on the Psu Adaka, if he was allowed to marry Geirus, because Kal Geim Leiki Kal, and Psu Adaka is Lavik Shisei, so then, she'd be Mutati Chuma. And Taisus is bothered by that. Since a Geirus is a Halala, why isn't she Asati Chuma, because she's a Halala? And he buys Shran the Gemara, that seems to say that if a Psu Adaka Kain would marry Geirus, if he's not the Shisei Kai, he wouldn't be able to feed a Chuma. And the Kasha Taisa, the Kasha, she's a Halala. So the Achrayim there, the Karen Ayra and the Aruch Lener ask, Taisus is assuming an assumption that if you have an Isha that's a Halala, let's say you have a Bas Kayan that was born from a Kayan that married a Grusha, she's a Halala. So she can't eat Chuma. What if she marries a Kayan? So she's asked to marry a Kayan. So she can't eat Chuma because she's asked to marry a Kayan. But what if she were to be mutter to marry a Kayan? So Taisus' assumption is, but she's a Halala, she can't eat Chuma. They want to know Mehecha Tesa. The reason why Halala can't eat Chuma is because she's not a Kehenes. Halala loves Irish Lironu. We had before in the Gemara 9 Dal and Vase on the top. She's not a Kehenes. That's why she can't eat Chuma. So she's like a Zara. If she marries a Kain, normally she can't eat Chuma because she's also to the Kain. But if somehow a Halala will be mutter to a Kain, like that Gemara there, that a Geiris is mutter to Suadak on the side of Lavik Yishasei Kai. So how do you know she can't eat Chuma? Even a Zara could eat Chuma. V'haraya, a Evan and a Shifra could eat Chuma, even though they're V'chalna Kehanim, because they're Kenyanei Shel Kayin. The Kayin Kiik Menefesh Kinyan Kasmi, learned at the beginning of the seventh parak, applies to a Evan, applies to an Isha. So where does Taisus get a Hanacha that a Chalala can eat Chuma because she's a Chalala? that she can eat Chuma als Kehenes, that's of course true, but that's because she's not a Kehenes, she's a Zara. Even if her father's a Kayin, if she's a Chalala, she's a Zara. She is Nishal Bibiya, also she became a Zara. That's what you have to say. Chalala Lav Zarish Laren implies even if you have a Kehenes, which was nivel to a puzzle, and she became Nishal, so right there she's not Zarish Laren, she's a Zara. She marries a Kayin, normally she wouldn't be able to eat Chuma because she's not allowed to marry the Kayin. But in a case she would be allowed to marry a Kayin, like a case of Suadaka, Mehecha Taisa, she wouldn't be allowed to eat Chuma. That's what they ask on Taisus. So Nestaipla has a shtickle, Simon Mem, he writes at the beginning of the shtickle, it's from Chacham Echad, not from Nestaipla himself, in the Kilos Yaakov. He says, if you're right, so then I don't understand something. Why can't the Psu Adaka was married to a woman, and she could eat Chuma as long as he wasn't Baalur. If he was Baalur, she can't eat Chuma. Why? You're telling me a Halala could eat Chuma if she's married. So why only if it's Mutter for to get married? Why not if it's Asif for to get married? Are you going to say that a marriage, which is an Isser Dikim marriage, can feed a Chuma? So then even if he's not Baal, it should be that way. If you're going to tell me Hanacha, a Chalala can't eat Chuma because she's not Zarish Laren, she's a Zara. But if she would get married to a Kayin, she's not worse than an Eved V'Shifcha. So even if she's Asser to the Kayin, it should be that way. Why when she's Asser to a Kayin, does she not eat Chuma? There's no rule that an Isser Dikim marriage can't feed a Chuma v'haraya if he wasn't Baal her. a Kayin had yet marries a Grusha. Grusha is not eat Chuma. Let's say she's a Zara. He marries a Grusha. If he was Baal her, she can't eat Chuma. If he was not Baal her, so that's totally Mishmeris would be a Psula. I mean, the Rai said she could eat Chuma. A Psua Daka is Aser. But if he was Baal her, she became a Halal. If he's not Baal her, she could feed a Chuma. So what's the pshat? You have to say that a Halala be'etzim can't eat Chuma even if she's married to a Kayin. And Zakta Kilos Yankov, there's two dinim in Halala. You're right, It's a Gemara Mefurish Ayidal Nebeis that we just learned. Chalola is Lam Zayra Shalayim. And that, of course, would include a Chalola that became a Chalola through a Bi Psula. So that's one reason why she can't eat Chuma. But the Gemara Daf Samachesim Mebeis says that how do we know that a Bas Kayin, not a Bas Kayin, that anyone, a Bas Yisrael, that was nivel to a Apostle, that she can't marry a Kayin? How do we know that an Isha, let's say a Mamzer was Baal an Isha, now she can't marry a Kayin? How do we know this then? It says, Bas Kayin Kisil Ishzar, Hu B'Chuma Sekachim Laisaychel, that we learn that Kayin nivel Apostle Apostle. And that's a Psul from Chuma. How do we know Psul Kuna? So Mar says, the Kal V'Chaymer, Madach Grusha, which is mutter for kuna, is pasul for kain. Here, where it's asa for chuma, ain't a din as pasul for kain. Now, in Tim's alignment, there's no psul of halal. The whole din of halal is she becomes a zara. So how could you say that she's asa to a kain? A zara is asa to chuma and is mutter to a kain. A grusha is mutter to chuma and is asa to a kain. How can you make a kal v'chaymer? If it's a psul, so you could say like this, a grusha is a psul to marry a kain. But she's still eating chuma. So you see that marrying a kain is more sensitive than eating chuma. So kal v'chaim is someone who has a psul that they can't eat chuma, kal v'chaim is a pasul for marrying a kain. But if they don't have a psul, the whole reason why they can't marry a kain is because they became a zara. I mean, the reason they can't eat chuma became a zara. What does that have to do with marrying a kain? Must be it's a psul. And it's the gay of the psul that even when they're married to a kain, if they're a halal, they can't eat chuma. And the male, since it's a psul, what difference does it make if she's asa to the kain and mutter to the kain? She has a psul aguf. But you have that chreinim's raya from shifcha's kain. If a shifcha of a kain can eat chuma, l'chayra shifcha is like a halal. I mean, the gyaris is a halal, so kol shkein a shifcha. So we spoke about his teretz. I'm not going to say it over, it's a shikol shver. But Rabbi Chanan says a kishmak a teretz. So Rabbi Chanan Simon Tessa Aisal brings this kasha from the kasha of the harsana. He asks straight, what's the pshat? A shifchus kain could eat chuma, even though she's niskal, and a chalala can't eat chuma. What's the pshat in that? A chalala that married a kain can't eat chuma. A shifchus kain is definitely a chalala, and she could eat chuma. What's the pshat? So Mechanan says the teretz, I'll pee the pirish mishnayis to Ram Masech, this gid in Perek Aleph, that there's a chilik, even though it's learned from the same pasuk, but the evid eating, evid kain eating, and an eshes kain eating chuma, is chalukim miki yisaydina. An Eved and a Shifcha eat chuma like a behemoth of a Kayin eats chuma. He feeds them chuma. It's considered his achilas chuma. He could use the chuma they're giving to his Eved of a Shifcha. On that, it doesn't pass the psul aguf should be ma'akev. They're not eating the Kayin, they're Milo. They're eating the Kayin, the Kayin's Milo. So Mela, even though they're a chal, they have a psul aguf, it doesn't matter. Mashenkin and Eishas Kayin, Ayyidei, the marriage to the Kayin, she becomes a Kehenis. She can eat chuma on her own steam. If that's why she's eating chuma, there you have a psul of halala, that a halala won't allow her to eat chuma. And that's what you see from this sugya. The isser of the marriage, that doesn't stop her from eating chuma. The fact that the marriage is an isser de raisa doesn't stop her from eating chuma. The fact she becomes a schal bebiya stops her from eating chuma. The shame halala is a psul of chuma, that's why she can't eat chuma.